ahead, Sylvain.
I will also add something, if I may, that that will not sound like the best answer for cybersecurity people. At the end of the day, sometimes it's also a matter of risk. So if your controller or if your local system is not much at risk of being attacked, you may decide that you take that risk for other reasons. The other thing I would, so it's, at the end, it's a matter of risk. So you may decide that you accept to live with the risk. The other, and I'll go back to Erling's house analogy. It's a question of context. So suppose you have a house, you have a fence around the house, all your doors are hard to open, they're all locked, they're all really well locked, all your windows are closed, inside you have movement detectors, all your doors are closed and secure, except one, your bathroom, for example, door, which is not secure. Good practices would tell you that you need to secure your bathroom door. You may decide that the fence, the door lock, the windows lock, the multiple doors lock are okay for you to take the chance of having inside this perimeter a door that's not properly protected. It's certainly not your ideal situation, but at the end, especially when you're dealing with mix of technology, sometimes legacy system, one of the way to deal with legacy system is to put a security wrapper. Another one is to look at the context and perhaps accept a risk or decide that there's actually no risk bathroom door because nobody will ever get there because of the fence, the door. That's a compliment to the, hopefully that's a useful compliment to the answer. But that's a real life kind of compliment.